Welcome to the Voices of Marketing Podcast. And now your host, John Shea.
Hey, everyone. Today on the show, I've got someone by the name of Ralph Hankerson. I hope I said your name right.
Yeah, you said it correctly.
So Ralph's on the show today to talk a little bit about a travel agency that he basically works for. He kind of does something a little bit different in this industry. He actually helps entrepreneurs sort of make money online to be able to, save money for traveling. So welcome to the show, Ralph.
Hey, thanks for having me, John.
Yeah, no problem. So I guess you kind of want to share like how you got started in this,
I can do that. Actually, I've been in the travel industry probably since 2002. I initially got in just for wanted to save money on travel for my family. We like to go to Florida and different places. So I figured, well, when you have a family of five, it can get kind of expensive. So I just started looking on the internet and looking for ways that I could save money on travel. And there's opportunities out there where you become a host agent working for a major company, and you can work from home, booking travel, through Royal Caribbean, Carnival Cruise, Hilton, any major hotel chain that's out there, you can book travel for them. But one of the benefits that I discovered for being a home-based travel agent is that there's discounts you can get. Case in point, like when my family, we go to Florida probably every other year, and along the way we stop in Atlanta, Georgia, and right there they have what they call the Residence Inn that's owned by Marriott. And usually to stay there, it costs you about $139, $159 a night, and we get the they have like what they call a two-bedroom suite, where it's upstairs and a downstairs. And usually I can get it, for being an agent, probably half that price. So that really attracted me to wanting to become a travel agent. And so I really had no intentions when I first started to do it as a business until years later. Probably about a year or two ago, my sister was getting ready to have her first child. And so she came to me and she was like, hey, won't we team up and take this, travel thing a little bit more serious, just instead of just keeping it for the family, why don't we just start, try to make a business out of it? So we started Awesome Vacation Ideas, which that's the name of our company. And we've been doing business ever since. We mainly specialize in, honeymoon, anniversary and graduation type of vacations. And so things been up and down, with the economy, but we're still able to book travel and things of that nature. So that's kind of like how we got started. It was, like I said, no intention of mine to run this as a business. I just wanted to book just for my family because I know I like to travel as well.
Awesome. Yeah, I mean, it sounds like a great, if that's something, if you obviously you're going to be traveling, frequently each year, it's definitely, seems like a good industry to be in.
Yeah, definitely. So there's a lot of discounts and savings you get for being a travel agent. And once you book so much travel, certain vendors, they will offer you, free stays on a particular cruise, is what they call a fam trip, where they invite you to look at a ship before the public see it. And you get a significant discount on taking that trip. And they have different little excursions you can take. So there's benefits such as, theme park tickets, show tickets. If you like going to Vegas, I mean, there's all kind of things that you can get for being a travel agent. So and the more bookings that you achieve, the discounts are just greater, so that's why I love it.
So, I mean, for you to be a part of the system, that you're doing now, I mean, how you're obviously getting all these benefits and bonuses. I mean, are you essentially just getting other customers, people that are interested in traveling with this, whatever it is that they're going to be doing, staying? Are you just getting people to basically sign up for going on a cruise or whatever it may be?
It really all depends what the customer is into. But another aspect of what we do at Awesome Vacation Ideas is we try to as an extension, provide value to customers if they're interested. You know, not everyone is. And what I mean by value is we basically teach them how we generate our traffic, and we use certain business tools that will help them drive traffic to any website that they have. And so that is a major plus, because we know if you don't have any traffic being generated to your business virtually is dead. And without traffic, you can't generate any sales. So we try to teach those that are interested in traffic generation methods that will benefit their business. So if they don't have money to take, say, a $2,500 to $10,000 trip, well, if they start implementing some of the methods that we use to generate traffic, that will help them come up with the money so they can take a vacation. So that's what kind of like makes us different from other agencies out there. We're not just trying to, you know, book cruises and tours, which there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, there's money in it, but it's very competitive. But as a side, outside of that, we want to try to educate those who want to take a cruise or want to take a vacation, but just don't have the money. Or even if they did, they want to increase their profit so they can take an even longer trip. They can start using some of the business tools we use, such as Stage 3.0, which is an actual social media platform that taps into YouTube and it drives traffic back to your website. So that's just one of the tools that we use that we try to teach people how to start generating traffic to their websites.
Sure, sure. I was going to ask about that. I mean, how are you kind of bringing in the people that you're working with, you know, that are getting involved in this industry? Like, what are some of the things that you're doing? I know you mentioned you're pretty big with social media and Facebook, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when we first started, prior to us starting, I had done a lot of research. And even over the years, I have been doing research on, you know, how to set up a sales funnel, you know, how to set up your squeeze page and, you know, all these different kind of ways. You know, the gurus, they talk about everything that they're doing and it works. They're masters at what they teach. And that generates money if you do it in a certain way. So one of the things that got us up and running really, really quick was our Facebook page. We went from zero to over 20,000 plus likes on Facebook in 2 months, just by me, you know, just taking time, doing my due diligence, doing research on Facebook marketing, learning how to use Facebook ads correctly. And so we were able to move rather quickly and generate some leads off of that. So now Awesome Vacation Ideas is an international travel agency based on how I learned how to use, you know, Facebook ad marketing and things of that nature. So we're in Thailand, we're in Taiwan, we're in the UK. There's a lot of people on the internet that know about us, mm-hmm. even though we're still fairly small and new. But we're going into countries where most American travel agencies don't want to go because of the language barriers. But what they fail to realize is that within Facebook, you can set up criteria that say, hey, if I'm going to do business with you, or if you want to communicate and build a relationship with me, you have to speak English. So within Facebook, you can set up one of the criteria. They must be able to speak English. So I make sure I put that in there, whatever country that I'm advertising in. To build a relationship with, they have to speak English. And so far, it's been working out well. And actually, I get more bang for my buck out of the country than I do within. Huh. So it's cheaper to advertise overseas than it is here in the States on Facebook.
Sure, I've heard that. I mean, I know we could probably talk about this as an entire episode, but I mean, do you have any kind of like basic tips about how you've grown your fan page? Because I mean, that's pretty huge. And I have a couple fan pages myself, but I've just never really like, you know, I've learned a little bit about Facebook ads, but there's so much out there. It's just kind of overwhelming. And I've never really taken the time to really try to build a fan page, like, you know, really big.
Right. Well, the key to it is understanding everyone on the planet has value. Now, not everyone in the world has money, but everyone has value. So if you flip it around and look at the person versus looking at what you're trying to get out of that person, then your interest on Facebook will grow a lot faster, because now you're not letting social barriers stop you or their economic background stop you from, you know, building a relationship. So whether they want to do, they have the money to do business with you or not, that's going to build social proof on your site. So just think about it. If I came to your Facebook page and you only had a couple hundred likes, and then you came to mine and you saw 20,000, 50,000, you would be more impressed with my page and like, okay, who is he and what is he up to? So you'll be more curious and more intrigued to deal with me versus someone that only have a couple hundred likes. And so that's the whole premise behind me building that page the way I built it. And a lot of the people on there, they're very engaged with some of the travel ideas that we put out there. So, but as far as tips, like I said, the best thing to do is to focus on countries like Nepal, Bangladesh, Taiwan, Algeria, the Netherlands. I mean, there's a ton of them I can list, like Pakistan, India. These are some of the low-hanging fruit countries where you can go on Facebook and set up your interest based on that country. And so that's where you save, or you get the most bang for your buck on Facebook as far as building a relationship and likes.
Sure. Now, I mean, are you actually able to sort of like advertise your services even to the foreign countries? I mean, obviously they should have the capability to travel, but I mean, if you were specifically focused on like, you know, let's say you want to build a US based fan page. I mean, in my example, I've got like a little e-commerce store that I make commissions with the Amazon affiliate program. So obviously if someone from India came to my site and they went to Amazon and made a purchase, I don't even think it'll actually give me the credit. It might actually, I'm not sure, but I mean, obviously most people that might be going there might not be buying necessarily from the US Amazon site. So I've been kind of thinking to myself like, okay, I want to build a fan page. And I know you can get, you know, really cheap sort of Facebook advertising out there from some of the like foreign countries, because the way you do the targeting, I think it just kind of doves it down.
Right. Right. Like one country we're really popular in is Bangladesh. We get a lot of feedback from that country. And I built several relationships over there. There's travel agencies in that country and they wanted to partner with us. So I try to keep it mutual with the people in the other countries and let them know, hey, we're here to help you, and vice versa. And so we just try to keep it simple with them as far as a relationship and building in those countries. We don't want to overpower in that country, because, you know, it's easy to do that. It's easy to dominate certain niches online. But, you know, I want to keep it mutual to where if I have a person that want to travel and they're in that country, I have no problem, you know, with sharing with that agent in that country, because he know the territory better than I do. So sure. It's only to my best interest to team up with him and maybe split the commission on the travel and go from there. So.
Huh. Yeah, I mean, that makes sense.
Yep. So it just really all depends on, you know, what a person is trying to do. And I think with travel, it's so universal because everyone wants to travel the world, and it's easy to get into, unlike some niches. But travel, it appeals to a lot of people around the world. So, and I think that's why it's easy for us, at least, to get into some of these countries. Because like in Facebook, you have the power, what is it called? The power graph bar or search engine or whatever. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I do is I try to find out what other people's interests are. So within Facebook, you can type up in a search, you know, favorite interests of likers of awesome vacation ideas or favorite interests of or whatever. So if you want to do a little research and find out what people are into, Facebook will tell you everything you want to know and beyond about what a person like or what they don't like. And one of the common things that I see that most people like on Facebook is they like photography, they love travel, they love salsa dancing, believe it or not, and they love cuddling. So those are some of the key characteristics of the people that are in travel. And so when I go in, I place a Facebook ad, I put those interests into Facebook, and it tells me, it spits out the number of how many people that are into those four things. And so that helps me fine tune and narrow down my targeted audience on Facebook.
Yeah, it sounds like you really have it kind of all figured out. I know there is quite a bit to it, like when you get into like the power editor and some of the more advanced kind of targeting, I suppose.
Oh yeah, the power editor, that's a different world in and of itself. It allows you to like duplicate multiple ads. You can do like different tracking. You can get so deep into it to where you can find out a person's behavior patterns, which is kind of weird, but I mean that it's pretty deep. It's pretty deep how you can get into Facebook marketing.
Yeah. Now what about you mentioned earlier that you're using another tool to drive traffic from YouTube. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, we use this platform called Staged 3.0. And for your listeners, if they want to take a look as they're listening, they can go to gostageit.com. That's gostageit.com. And what Stage 3.0 is, it's a tool that actually attaches itself or go out and grab videos from YouTube. So let's say, you know, on YouTube, you know, you usually go there, you have the YouTube logo, the banner, and then off to the right, you have like a listing of other videos, right? And YouTube, they'll say, okay, here's what's popular to watch at the moment. So you'll click on that video. It might already have maybe like 2 or 3 million hits or whatever. And so what you can do within the Stage 3.0 software is you say, okay, if this is a popular video and I want to drive traffic to myself, you could click a button. I mean, this is how simple it is. You click a button and a window will pop on your screen that says stage it. And so what the computer software, well, what the software is doing, it's grabbing the code behind that video and it's pulling it back to a page that you created within the software. And so now you can repurpose that video and send it back out to Facebook, not Facebook, but YouTube. You can put a new title, new description, tags, the whole nine. You can repurpose that same video, click stage it, and then the software will launch that video back out into YouTube. So the next time that a person comes across that video, or if they see it for the first time, instead of them staying on YouTube and watching that video, they'll be redirected back to your page. Now, here's where the cool part of Stage happens. When they get redirected back to your page, they'll be exposed to your brand, your logo, your banners, anything that you're promoting or advertising. Now you have that person's attention. So most people, they'll get to meddling and, you know, snooping around after they watch the video and be like, okay, wait a minute, I thought I was on YouTube, but now I'm at this other page. What's this over here? And they'll get to clicking and snooping around. And before long, you know, now they're caught up into whatever you're advertising. And so that's what Stage It does. It pulls traffic from YouTube back to your page. And so people, they can get in front of what you're trying to market or promote. And so Stage drives a lot of traffic if you use it correctly.
So, I mean, how, like, what are the kind of results that you've seen using that tool?
So far, like yesterday, I probably got like 15 views on one particular video. And I've created, I went out to YouTube and I staged these videos, or I let the software grab it for me and I repurposed them. Some videos I have like 100 views, another video maybe like 20, 25. It just depends on how popular that video is. And then also, on my end, how good am I at repurposing or coming up with, you know, creative, catchy titles and tags and then recasting it back out there. So you do have to be you have to use a little creativity when you're redoing the titles, but it doesn't take a lot. But if you grab maybe like one or two videos a day, that adds up over time. And so those videos that are back out there on YouTube, you know, people, whenever they get on there, they'll be sent back to your page. So it's one of those deals where it's a slow snowball effect. But the more videos you repurpose, the bigger the snowball gets.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, even one, you know, you get 100 views. If one of those people goes and clicks your ad and then decides to, you know, get interested in your you know, this travel business, then obviously you're golden.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And so if people go, I think my I don't think I know. I'm sorry. Been a long day here so far. If they go to gotwitterbuilder.com, they can actually see my stage page live in action. When they go there, they'll see a video of me talking about this Twitter Builder app or whatever. But above that video and along the side will be actual banners about my company. And like I said, you can change the banners and the logos and the color scheme, you know, to fit your brand or whatever. So I get a lot of business that way too when they come.
Yeah, I'm checking it out now. I see like you've got all kinds of spots to do ads and Twitter feed and other videos mm-hmm. you've done, all the sharing buttons.
Yep. So you can change it up, you know, however you want to. And another cool thing with stage, once you grab the video, you stage it and you repurpose it and you send it back out. Not only can you send it back out to YouTube, but you can send it out to any social media platform that you're tied to.
Sure.
So you remember when I said when you click the stage it button and a window will pop up, it gives you the option right then and there. As soon as you click stage it, it asks you, do you want to send this to your social, other social? And so within the software, you can set up your Twitter account. You can set up your Facebook account, your LinkedIn, and you can have all that stuff tied. So if you have followers on different social media platforms, as soon as you grab that video, it'll be like, hey, guys, you know, I just saw this video. I thought you would like it. Boom, you click send, and now it goes out to all other social media besides YouTube too.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, so it's all
it makes things center, easier,
if you will. Yeah, so it all starts with YouTube. You bring it in, and then you can send it out to various social media avenues or what have you. So
yeah. Awesome. Yeah, I might have to check this out. I think I've, you know, I may have even seen this like a year or two ago. I kind of just poking around, like there's all kinds of stuff out here like this, you know. I interviewed someone the other day that had a social media tool that kind of automates a lot of things. So I know social media is just huge these days. It doesn't seem to be stopping by any means.
Oh, no. Everybody's some type of social media addict of some sort. People live on Facebook. I mean, some of my friends, they're posting like every 2 or 3 minutes, like it's their job or something. But
probably not making any money.
Yeah. And if you look on my stage, you'll see off to the right, I ask you, okay, are you being paid to make those posts? And with stage, you can make money. So let's say a person is new to, you know, online marketing or want to start some type of home-based business. Well, Stage offer like a referral program where you can sign up for Stage for free. There's a free account, and then there's a basic, and then there's premium, which that's what I'm on. I'm on the premium account. So the premium is $99 a month. That's the subscription. And then the basic is $24 a month. And this is real basic how it works. Let's say you sign up as a premium account and someone else, you refer a friend of yours to it or whatever. Every person that you refer, or at least the first two, you'll receive $50. Now your third person, that will roll up to your sponsor. So let's say you signed up for premium, I would get 50. And then the next person you sign in, that money will go. No, the third person you sign up will roll up to me. Your first two will go to you. I'm sorry. And so when they renew that following month, then your subscription fee is free now. So you don't have to pay as long as they keep paying. And then your fifth person that sign up, that will roll up to me as your sponsor. And then anyone after that, that's pretty much yours. And then the cycle, it just continues. Now, if you say, okay, I don't want to do the premium, then I'll do the basic, and that's 24. So any person that signs up under the basic, you only receive $10, and then that difference, you know, you usually get 50 for the premium. Well, the difference, that 30, that will roll up to me, and the stage people that makes the software, they'll take the admin fee of $10 or whatever. So
sure. Yeah, it sounds like a pretty typical kind of, I guess, like a builder, you know, referral program.
Mm-hmm.
I know I've been in a couple companies in the past that it was very similar structured in how they pay out, you know, people who refer others. Obviously, they want more members, so they try to give people an incentive. It makes sense.
Yeah. Yep. So, it's real simple. I try not to focus on that, but a lot of people, that's what, you know, that's all they want to do. They just want to promote stage, and there's nothing wrong with that. And so I use this now to promote to give value to customers that are looking to generate traffic, or at least an ideal way to generate traffic to their website, you know. So because those YouTube videos, I think YouTube's like the number two largest social media platform that's out there. So people are always looking about online how to do this or how to do that, or, you know, just people just looking for something crazy and silly on Facebook, on YouTube, and you know, you can grab that silly, crazy video and start driving traffic off of it to your brand. You know, it's that simple.
Yeah. Yeah. I have to check it out. I'm wondering if it be, I'm trying to promote, my big focus right now is I'm working on an e-commerce site. You know, it's more or less a clothing site. So just finding ways to drive more visitors, anything I can do is definitely helpful, you know, because all I really have to do is decide, hey, they see something they like, they buy it and then make a little bit of money.
Yeah, that's the bottom line, because as long as you're driving traffic, we all know whatever business you're in, it's all about numbers. It's a numbers game. So the more eyeballs you have looking at your brand, over time, more likely you're obviously going to get a sale. You know, even if you just did the mainstream with advertising like radio or billboards, you have to get that social brand out there so people can see it and become curious about what you're doing. Like right now, in our area, maybe even in your area, there's a big ad campaign going on called Torrid. It's a ladies' jeans. I think it's Torrid. And they just
heard of it.
Yeah, they just simply just started putting up billboards everywhere. Just real simple, have their name on it. Lady sizes, I think it's like 12 to 28 or something like that, and then Torrid.com. That's it. And they ran that, and they're still running it now. And then I think yesterday we just received a brochure advertising from them. So any business that you start, you have to start putting your company brand out there so people can see it. And then you try a different way to advertise to them, you know, whether it's social media or direct mail marketing or what have you. So one of my friends, he was telling me his key to success is just being consistent. You know, you have to stay on top of it. You just have to keep constantly putting out fresh new content, regardless or where you put it. Just make it consistent. You know, yeah. just keep doing it over and over. You know, and I think what hurt a lot of people is that everyone wants to make money, which is no big deal. But I don't think a lot of people have the tenacity to go for the long haul. You know, everyone wants the quick, fast money. And some of these little internet multi-level marketing deals that you can get into, yeah, there's fast money. But once you get past your friends and family, then what? You know, so if you don't have some type of lead generation system that's going to go beyond your friends and family, then you're not going to be in business too long. And I think a lot of people, they get all hyped and excited about these ventures, and then they don't do anything with it. And that's because of lack of education on how to drive traffic. Without traffic, you're dead. That's like the heartbeat of marketing. You got to have that. And then once the traffic comes to you, you have to decide, you know, what direction do you want to take these people? And you have to even keep that simple. And so, you know, you're not complicating it.
Yeah. I mean, I agree. It's kind of, you know, I've been in this sort of industry for about 4 years now. And it's like the first year I just spun my wheels kind of in that sort of space. And I came from an MLM background, and I never really was very good at kind of bringing people on, like recruiting people into whatever system I was promoting. And when I got into this world, I realized how many different courses, programs out there. So I sort of just addictively went and bought like every course known to man and learned a ton. And I ended up actually getting a real job doing e-commerce. So it's like my full-time job is actually like an online marketing job. Right. And what I realized was the biggest thing that I've kind of looked at now when you look at all of that is that I want something in it for the long haul. I mean, these, even some of these MLM programs, you know, they'll change or rules change. I mean, I know there was one out there that was pretty big that I kind of did when I started, and they made a rule at some point that they said you can't be part of other opportunities. You know, a lot of these people, they do like four or five of them at once, and, you know, they're recruiting people in all their different systems. And one of the big ones, they just said, hey, we're not going to allow people to do other systems anymore. They don't want people doing it. So it's like, you know, I know another MLM opportunity, the one I started, and they used to make like a shake, and they changed the flavor. And a guy that I talked to, he said he lost like half his business overnight because of that. So it's like, I've kind of thought about, more like long-term, you know, I'm getting really into, personally, I'm getting into like selling on Amazon and things like that. I've seen what people can really do with it once they get it going.
Yeah. I looked at Amazon some time ago, selling books, the old books that I had around my house. I think a guy by the name of Matt Basak, he had put out some program. He was actually teaching his daughter how to sell on Amazon, and they would go to just some of the secondhand stores and just pick up books, and then they will put it out there on Amazon and resell those books or whatever. So, you know, you have to find and figure out, you know, what makes you tick and what your interests are. What do you, you know, what direction, what are your goals and things of that nature? And one of my mentor told me early on, he was like, why are you doing what you're doing? What reason are you giving people to want to buy from you? Better yet, what reason are you giving people to even want to opt in on your list? Sure. And his whole point was, if you're not providing value, there isn't going to be any connection between you and that person. You know, because most people, they're going to snoop. They will sign up for free stuff. They may not commit because they're trying to feel you out and see if you're the real deal, because they've already spent X thousand dollars with the gurus and they haven't gotten any results. So my mentor is saying, provide value. Give them good, spill the beans. Stop holding back all your secret little tips and tricks. Show the people exactly how to do it. And when people go to twitterbuilder.com or even my YouTube channel, they can watch me literally. I hide nothing. I show you exactly how I went from zero to 20,000 likes on Facebook. I don't give you any reason to think otherwise that I'm trying to get over on you or anything like it. I literally spill the beans. I tell you exactly how to do it. I don't charge you anything for it. The information is free. I've already done my research. You can literally copy verbatim. If you just go through that video, you can set up your own Facebook campaign and just and go at it. There's a couple of the videos I got out there that are helpful, like other tutorials that people, they can literally just look at the video and apply it right then and there. And that's what my mentor, he does. He do extensive research on a particular strategy, and he literally spill the beans. His tutorial may be 2 or 3 hours long, but I guarantee his will be more better for you than you spending $97, $127, $1,995 from a guru, where you can get it from me or him. The information is free. The information is out there. It's just a matter of, do you want to sit down and take time to study it? And then once you have the information, applying it. You know, it's one thing to know something, but it does you no good to spend that time to learn it and not use it. And so, like I said, I've done my due diligence. I've taken time learning from people, learning from him. And that's why my Facebook page is the way it is, because I took the time to go through his tutorials, even going through it several times, not just once, but literally I sat there for like 9 hours, 9, 10, 12 hours, just going through his material until I finally figured out and understand, okay, how do I take this and apply it to my travel business?
Sure.
You know, so.
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree with you.
Yeah. So you don't have to spend money, but you do have to do a lot of digging and waiting and sorting to get to the real good stuff. And that's why I rather customers up front, tell them exactly how it is. Don't beat around the bush. And if I can help that person drive more traffic to their squeeze page or website, and they generate some sales, then hopefully my goal is they'll remember me when they're ready to book their vacation to Tahiti or Cancun or wherever they want to go. You know, so that's my whole point.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I agree with you. It sounds like you know, really, I think giving people as much value as you can, I hear it constantly, you know, it really does help, and people will kind of look up to you and trust you, and just sort of provides the rapport people need to, you know, hopefully hop on board with what it is you're doing. And, you know, you'll get people joining you in business for whatever it is you're trying to do.
Yep. Yep. So that's what makes me different, make our company different, is that for those that are with that bent, wanting to get online or want to increase what they're doing, use some of our business tools. Go through and watch some of the tutorials on our website and start applying some of that information. It's free. It's there for you. And then when you're ready and serious to commit, put up some money, I'm going to let you know you're going to have to spend some money. There's no way of getting around it. If you're going to get out there, you can ask any guru. And I've talked to maybe one or two of them. They're spending tens of thousands of dollars, sometime a day and even months, just advertising and promoting on these social networks. And that's why they're successful. You have to have money. You have to be willing to do whatever it takes to generate that sales. And you can start out small. And that's what I did. And even now, I don't consider myself a guru, but I understand the principles behind what they're doing. And so I'm doing it on a smaller scale with travel and, you know, now with the business, the marketing tool. So you don't need a lot of money. Even on Facebook, you can run an ad for like $1 a day, and you can start it and stop it whenever you get ready. You know, so even on YouTube, it's the same way. You can pause these advertisements. So if you only have $5 or 10, 20 bucks to advertise, well, okay, once your $10 to $20 is gone, then you're done.
Yeah. You know,
big deal. You know, wait another 30 days. Okay, do it again. And just keep fine-tuning your message, your offer, and then, you know, over time, people start latching on to what you're doing.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like you've really kind of got it figured out. I know I agree with everything you're saying. So, I welcome you for, you know, I thank you for joining me on the show today. You know, if you guys, like I said, if you want to check out, Ralph's page, what was your URL again? Really, I guess like the main place people should find you.
If they wanted to do like vacation, like, you know, package deals and things of that nature, they should visit awesomevacationideas.com. If they're wanting to learn how to drive traffic, they can go to gostageit.com. That's gostageit.com. Watch a short little 2-3 minute video explaining how the Stage 3.0 software works. They can even sign up for a free account. Once they do, I'll be notified and I'll send them a welcome email. And then if they want to upgrade, we can take it to the next level as far as really getting them set up, getting them on the jumpstart training that I actually put together. So they'll be dealing with me as their mentor. I'll be showing them the ropes and things of that nature. But if they want to look at, you know, just learning other social media methods or strategies, they can also visit gotwitterbuilder.com. That's gotwitterbuilder.com. And they can watch some of my videos, some of the tutorials I put together on stage on how to market on Facebook, even how to use Twitter. So they can watch the free information, and then they can go to gostageit.com to sign up for a free account. And go that way. So
awesome. Well, thanks for joining me. And, you know, obviously, if any of you are interested in any of these tools that Ralph has mentioned, you know, feel free to check them out.
All right. Thanks a lot, John, for having me.
Yep. Thanks.
All right. Take care.